Fifth paragraph of Bechar's fourth mission. There was an animal which was a Bechar, which has Kedusha. And he was scared of this animal that was running after him, and he gave the animal a kick, and broke the leg, or whatever he did to it, and he made a mum. You can sheft on this mum. In other words, if mum is made intentionally, it does not qualify for permitting you to sheft it, because Chazal made a knas. But if it was done unintentionally, just to save oneself, then that's considered a regular mum that one can sheft it for and eat that meat afterwards. A mum that can be done by a human being. So if the Rai is a regular shepherd, then we believe him. But if he's a shepherd, it was a kohen who has an interest in making this into a mum, because he's going to eat the meat afterwards, we don't trust him. Shem Gamliel says as long as he doesn't have personal gain from it, so even the kohen would be believed. But if it's his own sheep or own cattle, then he would not be believed on it. He says that a person who is choshed, he's not believed at all. Not only if it's nogeh himself, but even if it's only nogeh to somebody else. The difference between Rav Meir and the Tanakhama is they both agree that a kohen cannot be made on a bechor. But Rav Meir holds that even if he's not a kohen, you need two witnesses to testify that this is this had a mum, a naturally occurring mum. And Tanakhama says enough to have one witness.